This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of Know Who Can.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, hour number two off and running on this Saturday night, and I hope that you enjoyed hour number one with Voddie Baucham. There's going to be a lot more to come with Voddie in the days ahead. In fact, he's presenting this week at NRB with some of my colleagues from Salem Media to talk about the culture and what's going on in the days to come. In fact, I just thought of something during the break, and that is because what we were able to share with you on the air with Voddie didn't even scratch the surface of what we've got on tape from him. I did an extended 25-minute uninterrupted interview, and we've got that entire thing on tape. If you would like a free copy of that, just a link that you could download and keep for yourself, just send me an email tonight, kmcradio@gmail.com, kmcradio@gmail.com. I will give you the unedited, bonus-footaged interview with Voddie Baucham, all about CRT, all about how he's fighting it, all about how we can fight it in our schools, in our churches, in our communities, highlighting the destruction that it's doing to the communities that it is invading, and what really is fundamentally wrong with it as a theory and as a lifestyle choice for American families. It's a free link. I will send it to anybody that asks for it, and you can get the full 25-minute interview unedited, totally free. Just send me and just put something like CRT or Voddie or Voddie Baucham or something like that in the subject line. And I'll make sure that that gets emailed out to you almost as fast as it comes in. We can turn that around. Again, that email address to send that request to is kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio@gmail.com. If you know of somebody that needs to hear this discussion, if you're trying to bone up on facts for yourself about how to discuss critical race theory and you have felt somewhat alone and kind of lost in terms of how to format your thoughts, certainly Voddie's book Fault Lines is going to help. But if you want to get a free sample and get started on thinking down the right path, this chat with Voddie would be very, very valuable. And you can get that. Just send me a request at kmcradio@gmail.com. kmcradio. Kevin McCullough Radio, Kevin McCullough, kmcradio@gmail.com, and we'll get that request out to you just as quickly as we can. We've already got it set aside and ready to go, so it's just a matter of just getting you the link, and then, of course, you'll be able to download it to any device that you'd like to from there. All right, coming up this hour, let's go back to the big board for just a second. Liz Wheeler is going to join us in the coming segments. Liz is the former primetime host of One America News Network's primetime lineup. She was the 8 o'clock anchor for quite a few years, had a very successful run. She had a baby and in the process decided to leave broadcast television. So what is she doing? We will find out from her in tonight's Ladies Lounge, and I look forward to that conversation. And then you heard King and Country's new single, Amen, at the end of the last hour. That's the number 3 song in the country right now. Coming up this hour, a classic for King and Country, along with Dolly Parton. So a real treat before we're done tonight. And I'll get to update you on what's going on in another area of our concern here on Saturday nights. We had another record-setting week for our CSI Slave Liberation Project. In fact, we are now, as I look at the numbers, we are now at, I believe, 141 slaves liberated out of 192 that we were starting out the year. Yeah, that's correct. So we we have an opportunity to still save another 51 lives. I'm hoping that we will do that as fast as possible. But thank you to those of you who have given so generously that we have already spoken for 141 of those original 192. That is really quite something. Okay, in the last hour, I started off the hour with a monologue that dealt with the idea that the Supreme Court needed to do exactly what it's doing to kind of send the message to the administration. But I was thinking in the midst of Vody's conversation and what we were discussing about critical race theory, and I'm not lost on the idea that today is Juneteenth. Now it is an official holiday, so June 19th will be officially observed by federal buildings and federal offices going forward. It will be a day off, and it recognizes the last day in which the final slaves that had not been emancipated or told of their emancipation were finally recognized as free people, and this marks the end of slavery in the American story. And I think that that's a significant and an important discussion to have. I think that we need to tell every one of our students going forward in studying their history courses and their social studies classes how important this day actually was in the momentum of what America needed to become. And I also want to point out something else about the modern era. There have been presidents that have talked about Juneteenth becoming an actual federal holiday for a long time. That conversation kind of stopped when Barack Obama got into office, and I never fully understood why. He would make a once-a-year hat tip to it, like on the day of, and say, oh, you know, this is something that we should observe. But it wasn't really like a part of his ethos. He didn't passionately defend the idea or anything else, which was a marked difference when Donald Trump then began to campaign for Let's turn Juneteenth into a federal holiday. It marks something that is morally significant in a day and age in which we have fewer and fewer morally significant people and items to observe and memories to hold on to. This is something that we should. And I've always found it interesting that the first black president didn't really think it was that big of a deal, didn't really push for it, didn't insist upon it. And yet the man that people will swear up and down as racist as the day is long saw the moral good that was accomplished on Juneteenth and said, no, we need to memorialize this, of which now his successor has actually been able to complete the process. The legislation was already in the works, but you had to have a president sign the bill. So that's been done, and now it's here. And I think it speaks to one other thing, and this is really important from my perspective. We hear all the time, and Vody alluded to it in the first hour conversation, about how systemically racist America is. In fact, if I had a penny for every time I've heard the term systemic racism across the board in America. And I want you to understand something that is very, very simple, profound, and true. That America is exactly the opposite of systemically racist. We are systemically anti-racists. And we have pockets here or there where sometimes race becomes an issue, needs to be dealt with, and needs to be dealt with swiftly. But we are not a system, a country of systems, a master system or subsystems that operate off of racism. We're not that. We are not systemically, there's not racism baked into the bloodstream of every organization and capillary and artery in the U.S. That's not the way it works. We are a country that has, ever since the Civil War, striven virulently against racism and said, no, we do not believe that this is right. We had the Republicans in the late 1800s and early 1900s and through the mid-1900s continually condemned the Democrat National Platform, because the Democratic Party's National Platform, through all of those 100-plus years, not only espoused the alliance with the Ku Klux Klan, but bragged about it. In fact, when in the early 19th century, when there was, or in the early 20th century, when there was some discussion about whether or not the Klan was operating properly, whether they were not paying their taxes that they should, et cetera, et cetera, Congress compelled a meeting, a set of meetings that they called the Klan hearings. And in those meetings, Democrats backed the actions of the Klan 1,000%. I think that Juneteenth is a great idea. I think that we are a systemically anti-racist country. And I would like to see us stay that way. The problem with critical race theory, the problem with the people that oppose Vodi Bakum's right to speak, is that they don't want a society free of racism. They want to exert reverse racism. They want to make people pay for things that they had nothing to do with and had no choices in the matter. And in California, they're trying to do that to a state that never even endorsed slavery as a lawful means. California is currently considering reparations, and they never had legal slavery. It's very, very strange when you think about it. Anyway, Ladies Lounge is next, Liz Wheeler, and then a little bit later on for King and Country and Dolly Parton. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil, We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, always glad to have you with us as we talk about the top stories of the day, but and delving into not only what the breaking news is, but what it means and, of course, why it matters. But someone that has also felt a very strong calling towards that conversation is someone that for quite a few years actually was the highest-rated primetime anchor for One America News Network. And if you noticed that a few months ago, Liz Wheeler was no longer on One America News Network and wondered where she went, well, we have an update for you. She's right here with Kevin McCullough. Liz, welcome back. It's good to have you. Last time we spoke was right around the time your book came out, but we've got another big, exciting announcement to make for everyone. But where have you been? What you been up to?
Yeah, Kevin, thanks so much for having me. It's great to be back. Well, as you said, you led up to this very nicely. I left One America News last September, and in January I gave birth to a beautiful baby girl. So I was quite busy during my couple months in between ventures. And then last week I was so excited to launch my brand new show, The Liz Wheeler Show, which has been so much fun. It's been more than a year in the works putting this together. And the reception from people this past week and a half now has been absolutely incredible.
That is very, very cool. And I was not aware that you had given birth, which, you know, congratulations on that and for championing the idea that women who have babies have things to contribute to this discussion and life as well. It seems like we only hear from women that seem to think that the killing of babies is really where it's all at. And I'm so pleased with my friends that are on the right of center side of all this, because I can point to many that in just the last couple of years have had children, and to know that they are advancing that value system into the next generation is really important. So let me start there, Liz. In the world that we live in, the progressive, hard left, reality, the role of the woman has really been redefined in so many ways, starting on day one of Biden's administration with the executive orders on trans, athlete competitions and so forth. As a mom, and I'm assuming that maybe this one is not the only one that you want, although that could be an incorrect assumption, but as you raise your children going forward, how do you talk to them about sex and gender and roles and what happens in life?
Oh, you know, this is actually funny, because the other morning, my baby daughter, she's 4.5 months now, and she woke up at about 4:45 a.m., 5 a.m., which is every mother's dream, right? And so I suggested to my husband, as the baby was trusting, that, you know, as the left says that he can do, that perhaps he should try chest feeding her with some chest milk so that I could keep sleeping. But it turns out that what the Democrats tell us, what the radical left tells us about gender, is simply not true. He had no capacity to do that, obviously. So I'll be teaching my baby girl reality. I mean, I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm a Christian. And so I'll be teaching her the biblical definition of man and woman and gender and what we were created for and what marriage is, a covenant between man and woman that is, formed for not only the procreation of children, but also so that we as humans, as mortals, can understand somewhat, at least, the mystical union between Christ and his church. I'll be teaching her what's real. I will not be allowing her to be indoctrinated by the radical left who tells her that there's 127 genders. That's obviously not true. And she won't be watching garbage on television like Blue's Clues, who is brainwashing children by showing them stuff like a drag queen at a pride parade on the children's preschooler's television show.
Well, and that's you've barely scratched the surface there. But let me ask you specifically about this this element that does seem to be getting some pushback, at least in certain circles. I was very well aware of the Connecticut track girls athletes that were basically robbed of scholarships and championships, some 15 statewide records just demolished by biological males that ran in those races. Liz, how do we stop that? And how on earth, as a nation, can we, for so many years, have said to women, you're important, you deserve equal pay for equal work. There's all kinds of ways that we can express your value in society and especially in the home and in life, and be now going down this path that says your distinction as a woman basically doesn't even matter.
Right. So the athlete that you're referring to, her name is Chelsea Mitchell, and I just have so much respect for her. Because this girl is a high school senior. She's now, I believe, a freshman in college. And this is a young girl, right? A teenage girl who is taking on the radical left and saying, listen, this isn't fair. I want to add
that it's Chelsea, but it's also a whole cadre of girls that ran with her from different schools, yeah. I might add, that legitimately got put at the back of the line because the boys were added to the field of competition.
Yes. Correct. You're correct. I mentioned Chelsea Mitchell because she is sort of the spokesperson for this group at this time.
Correct.
There are many girls across the country, not just in Connecticut, who have suffered at the hands, essentially, of bureaucrats allowing transgender athletes, that's males, biological males who identify as women, to run. I have so much respect for this girl. I'm a former high school athlete as well. I was an elite swimmer. It's obvious to everyone that males are physically stronger and bigger than women are. It shouldn't even be a controversial thing to say. It's an obvious thing to say. It's something that if someone says it to you, you say, duh. It's not even some gigantic philosophical insight here. And the way that we combat this is by speaking reality. Speak it gently. Speak it firmly. Don't back down. Don't apologize. You don't have to be bombastic. You don't have to be rude to the actual individuals, because these individuals are suffering from gender dysphoria and they're just being used by radical leftists as pawns for their agenda. But we don't back down, because the thing is, it's actually not a partisan issue. The vast majority of Americans think it's unfair when males compete in female athletic competition. So this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. If people speak reality gently and firmly and refuse to back down and refuse to accept the label that the left tries to assign to us as being transphobic, then this will change, because the people don't want this.
Yeah, no, it's very obvious, and I live in a pretty blue part of the country, and when you actually develop conversations with people about what it could do and affect, how it could affect their own daughters, it becomes much more personal. Speaking of personal,
yeah.
Talking about your new podcast, and it's going to be called the Liz Wheeler Show. You say that you get to share a more personal viewpoint and promote values that matter over relativism. Recently, the nation went through this discovery. And thanks to BuzzFeed and the Washington Post for kind of leading the charge on it. You know, those really conservative outlets of BuzzFeed and Washington Post filing FOIA acts on Dr. Fauci's emails. And, Liz, I know your little one is too small to have been affected by the school lockdowns and the mask mandates, but my six-year-old daughter certainly isn't. And there were a lot of kids that missed a lot of developmental markers based on information that seemed to change as often as the direction of the wind did when it came to Dr. Fauci. And I'm curious about your thoughts on how that has impacted America going forward. And in fact, hold that thought, Liz, because what I want to do is I want to give you plenty of time to respond to that and then answer in full. So we'll get to Liz's answer to that and also a preview of her brand new podcast called The Liz Wheeler Show. Look forward to hearing more as to how that impacts people as it goes along. We're welcoming you into the Ladies Lounge tonight, and coming up yet, we're going to give you an exciting update on our Slave Liberation Project and also another selection from our music artist of the evening for King and Country, this time with Dolly Parton. It's all straight ahead on Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure spending proposal continue. Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure bill continue as a proposal from a bipartisan group of senators is being scrutinized from both sides of the aisle. On Friday, the White House said it couldn't support indexing the gas tax to inflation, something that is used to pay for the projects in the group's latest proposal. There are also still disputes over what should be in an infrastructure plan. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says there needs to be a conversation about what priorities need to be addressed first. But the Texas Republican tells Fox News that cybersecurity is one that should be included.
We really have to have the discussion on what is infrastructure. And the other thing I would add is I would like to see some cybersecurity aspect in there. We've seen some of the most recent things occur with the pipeline, with the meat factory and others, meat plants and others. So we got to ensure cybersecurity is included in that infrastructure discussion.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys.
All right, back in the ladies' lounge tonight with Liz Wheeler, formerly of One American News Network. And Liz, we were talking about the emails that were exposed from Dr. Fauci, and I think with that came a real mistrust in some medical leaders. Do you think that continues through into the next generation?
It used to be a very paternalistic model of medicine where if a doctor said it, you did it. You didn't ask questions. You weren't your own advocate. If a doctor said it, you simply obeyed. You did what the doctor told you to do. And we've morphed, thank goodness, we've evolved sort of into a collaborative approach to medicine, but not entirely. It's more that patients want to be collaborative, patients want answers to their questions, and providers still want, oftentimes, to just give you orders and not be questioned. But it's really incumbent on us, and this is a lesson in exactly why, it's incumbent on us all in our personal lives, whether we're talking about our personal medical choices, whether we're talking about our elected officials, whether we're talking about recommendations from these professional organizations that oftentimes are compromised by politics, even scientific journals and studies. We should question. We should look at everything with a skeptical eye. And I know that that's a difficult thing to do. It's a difficult piece of advice to give because it's a lot easier to just defer to the expert, right? It's a lot easier to say, oh, the American Medical Association says X, Y, Z. It's a lot easier to do that than to say, well, let me read this study. Let me see if the methodology was correct. Let me see why they recommend it. Let me ask my doctor what they actually know or if they're just repeating talking points coming from the American Academy of Pediatrics. You know, it's a lot easier for us not to question, but we should question. As a country, as the United States of America, we're a young country. We should know our history well enough to have a healthy dose of skepticism and outright distrust for politicians who try to wield power over our lives.
Yeah. No, that's well said. We're speaking with Liz Wheeler, the host of The Liz Wheeler Show, a new podcast. We're gonna give you the full pitch on that in just a second. One more question before we do that, Liz, because I love picking your brain from all different angles. You left primetime news media. That was where you were. You did it for the right reasons, by the way. You want to go have your baby and give her a proper start in life, and that is nothing but admirable in my opinion. What do you make of the current state of journalism in America and where we've come to? And the reason I ask this is because on the day after the Fauci emails were revealed, the White House press corps was not allowed to entertain even one question. Not one question was put in the White House press briefing that day to the administration about the Fauci inconsistencies. And that is one of 10 million stories since the election of, in 2020 that has gone by with what I consider to be journalism negligence and almost malpractice in terms of doing what journalists are supposed to do, which is to get us the story and to get us the facts. Where do you make of where we are and of what people are doing to get the information that they so badly need?
Right, so I don't even see it as journalistic malpractice per se. I see it as the complete absence of journalism. It's activism. It's activism for the radical left. In some cases, it's protectionism or propaganda for the Democrat Party, as we see with the Fauci emails. I mean, the headlines the next day, it wasn't even at the press briefing. The headlines from almost every outlet, unless it had a conservative bent, was about how Fauci reacted to his fame, which famous people he had sent emails to, and how long it had been since he'd seen his wife. No journalism, no reporting on the facts, no reporting on reality, nothing. No curiosity, no journalistic curiosity, nothing. It was just propaganda being published by essentially suck-ups in the mainstream media who want the radical leftist agenda to survive. They want it to succeed, and so they're doing everything they can to practice it, or to protect it, I should say. That's why shows like my show, The Liz Wheeler Show, on an independent platform now, that's why people are turning to this new media landscape, because they know that the mainstream media isn't trustworthy anymore. They know that they're being lied to. They know that the Democrats and the mainstream media cronies of the Democrats are peddling delusion, and they crave reality. We're in this post-truth culture, if you will, where it's no longer a question of who's telling the truth and who's lying, who's being honest, who's being dishonest. We're in a state in our country now where the idea of objective truth is being attacked, reality is being attacked, and people crave nothing more than reality. And that's what I'm committed to providing people on my show. I won't be bombastic. I won't be sensationalist. I will give you reality, and I will show you my thought process on how I actually process that reality, the facts of the matter, whatever issue, whatever controversy we're talking about, and draw my conclusion.
I couldn't help but think when you were saying that we're, you know, denying reality, and it's gotten even to the point where, you know, we were talking about trans athletes. It gets to the point where you even have to deny the science that is growing out of your body to be part of the in crowd now. And that, to me, is more disturbing than I think any other contemplated reality that I've ever had put in front of me. The idea that you cannot look at yourself in the mirror and say the truth about what you are tells us we're in a very, very troublesome spot in this time and place. And that's why, friends, the Liz Wheeler Show is going to add to the conversation. She's going to give you information. If you appreciated her on One America News, you're going to love this, because she's going to have a little less restrictions on who she can be and who she needs to be, because it will be just her. This is just her opinion and her commitment to you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us as we are rolling on in hour number two. And yet to come tonight, our final music selection from For King and Country. Tonight with Dolly Parton, part of that. We will get to that in the final segment coming up. Now, I don't know, have you noticed that there's something wrong with our vice president? She cackles at everything, and usually at questions that I don't particularly find funny. Like, you know, hey, do you know what you're supposed to do today? It's very strange to watch that. I said on this show last week I want to get a cackle button. I'm still committed to finding that somewhere. If I can get a just do it button from Staples, certainly we can get a cackle button rigged up for the vice president. But I wanted to give you an update on a couple of things, and one of them is what the vice president is doing. Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar from Texas today was asked a question about the vice president visiting the southern border, and he had to report that since he has personally invited her to visit the southern border, she has still not chosen to come. Cuellar represents the Texas 28th Congressional District, which includes about 300 miles of the U.S. southern border, and he invited Harris to the border earlier this week. And it's been more than 80-plus days that she was put in charge of the border task force, and she just took a hard pass. And this is why her trips to Mexico and Guatemala, as disastrous as they were, are even in worse light when you consider the fact that she has not even taken the time to, on the U.S. side of the equation, examine what's happening. And I don't know why she and Joe Biden have decided that they're going to keep a distant, you know, arm's width at least from the issue. It's certainly something that is bothering the border states. And as people are progressing from those border states and getting into other areas, heavily populated urban areas, cities, etc., you're going to have more overflow and more problem that continues to come out. But I just find it interesting. It's one thing for Ted Cruz or Donald Trump or somebody like that to invite her to the border to see what's going on. This is a Democratic congressman. This is a guy that's in her party. This is a guy that you know, represents votes, supposedly, that she wants to replicate and win in 2022 and 2024. I don't know how this is received when you do that. So that's one of the updates I want to get to you. The other update I'm very excited about giving you is the update on where we are with our Slave Liberation Project with Christian Solidarity International. At the beginning of this year, I was in conversation with CSI, and I said, guys, I want to aim for more than we've ever aimed before, because for the last few years we've aimed for about 100, and we would go way over that. And last year I think we had like 260. So I said, let's put the slave retrievers in South Sudan to their maximum work. Get them negotiating as many releases as possible. Let's see what we can do. And on a year-long goal of 192, which is what we hope to have liberated by December 25th, Christmas night, as a Christmas gift to these women that have been subjected to slavery for the last number of years, we are excitingly at 141 of the 192 having been liberated. That means that there are still 51 to go, and those are 51 individuals with names, stories. They have, some of them have had children, some of them have been forced to have their master's children. Those that have gone through those ranks have also experienced just traumatic loss, because many times the slave master will say you're not entitled to any relationship with that child. But the long of this is that when these women get back to the South Sudan border, they are allowed to recuperate. They are allowed to seek mental health encouragement and care. They receive medical care. There's all these kinds of elements that go into their life that help them kind of get ready to go back and live a life, this time of their own decision-making, determining where their future is going to go. And the $250 that we use to liberate that woman, there's a small amount that goes towards a vaccine that the slave master needs for his cattle. It's usually what he agrees to release the slave for, called Novidium. It costs about $50 an application. And for one application, you could, you know, save a piece of cattle that otherwise he would lose. So there's great deal of incentive to do that. Then the woman is liberated. She is escorted as best they can back to the South Sudan border. They have the recuperation and the retrieve the recovery effort at that point in time. And then from there, the CSI staff help each one of the women get back to their home region of South Sudan. And that's where this bag of hope comes in, because when we talk about the $250, the majority of it is this bag of hope that has everything from tarps that help them create tent structures to be able to live in, to blankets and things that they may need in the living of that space. But then they've got a year's worth of sorghum grain that they can prepare right now. It's immediately available. They can eat it right now. And then there's a year's worth of sorghum seed that they could plant another year's worth of crop for. There's tools, there's fishing tools, there's gardening tools, there's food preparation tools, there's all these things that are in that bag as well. And then, kind of the cherry on top, every slave that is liberated in northern Sudan receives their own she-goat. This she-goat will help them prepare not only milk and cheese for their family, but then it will also allow them to, if they are ambitious enough and endeavor to, they can start a local micro-enterprise outlook for them. And by giving birth to more she-goats, they can pass on all of the good that they get from their she-goat, but make a living by being able to do that. So there's a lot of focus on self-supporting once they're free. But friends, we just need your help to get them free. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. Costs $250 to free one slave. And again, we have 51 that have not yet been spoken for in 2021. Would you be one of those that would help us free those 51 women that still are remaining in captivity to their slave master's whims? I hope that you will. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. You can also go to csi-usa.org and click on My Picture there on the homepage. That'll take you to where you can give your gift. Kevin McCullough for King and... Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Great to have you with us, and as we round out tonight, the music of For King and Country in duet with Dolly Parton. Take a listen to God Only Knows.
Wide awake while the world is sound asleep, too afraid of what might show up while you're dreaming. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you. And every day you try to pick up all the pieces, all the memories that somehow never leave you. Nobody, nobody, nobody sees you. Nobody, nobody will believe you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. But God only knows the real you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
There's a kind of love. There's a kind of love.
You keep a cover over every single secret. So afraid if someone saw them, they would leave. Somebody, somebody, somebody sees you. Somebody, somebody will never leave you.
God only knows what you've been through. God only knows what they say about you. God only knows how it's killing you. But there's a kind of love that God only knows.
God only knows what you've been through.
Parton for King and Country, rounding out.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hands taxed.